Daf is Daf Yud Beis. We got to the bottom of Yud Aleph on the Beis, two lines up. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So what do they say? What did Yochanan say? Omer l'shlucha, a person says to a shliach, Tzei v'kadesh li'isha stam. He says to a shliach, go out and find for me a wife. Stam doesn't specify who, where, just find me a wife. Asa b'chal nashim shabolam. He's aser to marry any other woman in the world. Why? Because chazaka shliachos shlichusa. It's a chazaka that a person's appointed to do shlichas, he's going to complete these shlichas. Since he didn't explain who to marry him to, and the shliach didn't tell him who the shliach was married to, halo yada heiniu kadishlei. Now he doesn't know who he's married to. We assume he's married, and we don't know to who. So any woman could seemingly be a daughter, a sister, a mother, somehow related to his wife, who he doesn't know who it is. Now, seemingly, if there's a situation where you knew that this girl had no sisters or something, or relatives that were alive, maybe you could... see right here. Maybe you could figure out, maybe if there's no other relative somehow, then maybe it'd be permitted.
This is Gemara's in Gittin. There's a machlokas you're showing him whether it's... Maker Adin that is also, or it's a Durabanan, it's Knas Durabanan, the manner in which you learn that is Dushan. This is Ramban.
Oh, yeah? I trust you, I remember this. Okay, fine. So either Machokas, it's Machokas either the Rice or the Durabanan. So look at the Tosos on the top here. The Tosos asks the question, Asa Bechol Anashim Shabolom, Nim Tomar, Vechuliyama Yasru Lisa Nashim, the Shema Zos Yishin Shkasha Ideshiach. What do you mean? Not only the Mishalech, but everyone else should be Asru, because maybe this is the girl who's already engaged to that guy, even though they don't know each other. Rabbeinu Tam, Dan Nashim, Nemenes Lomar, Lonis Kadashi, Tinach Gedola. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, a girl could say, I'm not married. So the girl knows she was married, that she's married. If someone, a sheikh said, oh, someone wants to marry you, here's some money, here's a shtar, so then she knows who she was married to. So that's fine, and we trust the gedolos. But what about ketanos, sheinim yodos, im avian kebav, vurum kedushin? What a girl under the age of 12, her father has the full rights to accept the kedushin. She may not know about this. Ma'ikle meimar, v'kfar meis avian. Now her father passed away, but maybe during the life of the father had accepted the kedushin and she has no idea. So Midiraisa Afilu Hushari, even he's permitted to marry, because based on Rove, it's most likely, as you're pointing out before, most likely that the woman that he meets is not the one that he was engaged to. It's a penalty. When the guy has a shliach, he is assigned a shliach to go perform kedushin on his behalf, he should have specified to whom. And since he didn't, he gets penalized for that. The penalty only applied to the mishaleach, but not to anybody else. Tosus continues to say, what do you mean? It should be im tomar lehevi isur d'araisa. It should really be an isur d'araisa. And you shouldn't go based on Rove, meaning Rove telling us most likely, we're in Tosos now, most likely that this wasn't the girl. Because the Havile Kavua, Vachal Kavua, Mechsadami, the Din is Kavua, if it's a person that's stationary, if it's a set place Kavua, even though the numbers say differently, we assume it's 50-50, however that mechanism works. So if Mechsa is 50-50, it's also for him to marry this girl, because a 50% chance that she is the one he engaged to. Only when the Isser and Heter are independently recognizable. Here the Isser is not recognizable. Nobody knows where the Isser is and what the Isser is, and therefore you don't apply the din of Mechsa Mechsa without getting involved in why that svar is. But that's Shitas Tosfos. That's really only a din Isser Dirabanan, like Adam said, but the Ramban used to argue and said it's really an Isser Diraisa. Okay. Fine, so the Gemara asks the question now. So the assumption is a shliach, a chazaka shliach, osa shlichusos. The Gemara four lines down in Yud Beis and Aleph says, Eisive, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish challenges the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Kan stuma, sheparcha. So what's a kan stuma? A basket of birds. You have to bring a zav or a zava. Where Tosva, you see Tosva's kan stuma? Zav v'zava yoledes shemivin chatas of olzof. These three individuals have to bring a pair of birds. Yona b'nei Yona tor v'stuma perish. It's stuma. It's stam. They don't they don't specify which bird is for a chavez, which bird is for an ola. Zav zava shabaylim lo pirshu b'shas l'kicha baylim ezel ola. The halacha is, the Gemara Numa tells us and elsewhere, that the person has to specify either b'shas l'kicha when he purchases the birds, or b'shas, what's the other point? I've heard the other term, but the end, when they're made b'shas shchita, or when they shech, that they have to decide which bird is for an ola, which bird is for a chatas. So the Baal bought the birds, but never specified which is an ola, which is a chatas. And Mishim Hachi says, tells us, for that reason, naket stuma, di mefureshes hayat tzarech l'harich l'farish eizu parach ha'ola o chatas. Okay. So we have a pair of birds, back to the Gemara. So a kan stuma sheparcha, it flew away. Now you don't know which, it was never decided which bird was an ola, which bird was a chatas. So gozel echa mehem l'avir, sheparcha gozel echa rather, gozel is one of the young birds. So parcha gozel echa mehem, one of the birds flies away, l'avir ha'olam flies out to the open. O sheparcha l'bein ha'chataos ha'mesos, or maybe this bird somehow flew among the other chataos ha'mesos, where this bird ended up dying then? If it was alive, it wasn't a shayla. Okay, it must have died, I guess. Among other chatos that died. The chatos that dies, you can't be makriv, of course, so the chatos that dies is out of the picture.
It says they're being left to die.
Left to die, okay, fine.
They're going, something went wrong, they can't check it, so they have to just wait till it dies.
Uh-huh. So they're still alive, the chatos and mesos, so just call it mesos.
Uh-huh, okay. Oh, so shemesu ba'aleim. It says down here that the owners died. Or maybe something else happened to him, or anything else that the din is that has to die. Exactly what you're saying. Fine.
They aren't going to die.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. They are going to die.
They're still alive, so
right.
You can't differentiate.
So they're all alive, and the bird jumps in that flies into that mix of other birds, and you don't know which one it is. Oh, shemes echabehem, or one of the birds die. One of the two birds die. So what do you do? Yikach zug l'sheni. You take a pair for the sheni. What do you mean? You take a pair for the sheni. So it says the Mefarish here, Yikach goes to the Sheni, V'charkach yafish echel chadas v'ach echel ola. You take another one for the Sheni and you say which one's a chadas, which one's an ola. So why do you need to take another two? You only need to take one. So it seems, I think what it means is you just take, it really means a benzug, that's what it says here. Not, you don't take a couple, you take a partner for the first one. You take another one, that's all. Okay. V'ilu, the Braisa continues to say V'ilu, it's really the Mishnah Kinim. The Mishnah continues to say V'ilu kan mufreshes ein lo takana. But let's say you specified one was a ola, one was a chatas, and then one of them flies away or one of them dies, then there's no way to fix this. Why? Let's look at the Mefarish. Mefarish says V'ilu kan mufreshes sheparach echad mehem v'inu yodea ezehi. One of them flies away, but you don't know if it was the ola or the chadas that flew away. Ein lo takana l'fish ein yodei eiz l'chadas eiz l'ola. V'av agav de pirish kevin elo havi tervayu kamay les behekeri lo yodei ihai sheni havi chadas ola. I guess when the two birds were next to each other, you could tell the difference. Oh, the one with the little thing there, you could compare the two. One was the ola, one was the chadas. Once one flies away, you have nothing to compare and contrast anymore, and you forgot which is which. Imagine that others make a different interpretation to this. It doesn't sound like this simple shot here, that you can't tell the difference between the two of them when one flies away. That's what it says here, okay. So you can only tell the difference between the two. One's an ola, one's a chatas, and when they're both there, you could tell the difference which one's the ola, which one's a chatas. One flies away, and the one standing, you don't know, since you can't compare it to its body. Let's say one was a little bigger, one was a little smaller. But you can only see the difference in size when they're next to each other, let's say. So once one flies away, you don't know if the one that's there is the bigger one or the smaller one, so therefore you're stuck. There's no takana. You can't bring a partner with it because you don't know the status of the one that remains, whether the one that remains is an ola or a chatas. So that's the Mishnah. So what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila Rish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, V'ilu shar kinim ba'alma, when it comes to all other baskets, all other pairs of birds, ba'alma, misaknin. Meaning what? If you, I'm going to read one more line. We'll read the Mefarish. Right. So When it comes to the rest of the birds, so now another person becomes a Zav. And somewhere in the aviary, there is a bird out there that is a Chatas. I don't know which one it is. So when I go by my two Bnei Yonah, maybe this is the one that Reuven had lost, and this is really a Chatas. So shouldn't I be concerned that it's mixed among the other ones? So just like here we said, this man who had appointed a Shneach to marry some woman out there, he cannot marry anyone because it might be the relative of that woman he married. So we assume she's like everywhere, every single person. It might be her relative, it might be her sister. So why not by the case of the bird flying away, we should assume now all birds are usher because it might be the one that was a Chatas of the Ola. That's the challenge.
And even though in our case we said the person who initiated the Shlichus was the only one who was usher, but everybody else in the world we said was not usher.
Right.
And this sounds comparable to everybody else in the world. It doesn't sound comparable to the person who initiated the problem of losing his birds.
It's a good shaila, very good shaila. Ah, so look at Tosa asks this question. Look at Tosa was the Ramask of the Ilu. Vilu shar kinim ba'alma mesaknim, but all the other birds in the world are going to be okay to use. Ba'mai, why? Lema kochad v'chadim, maybe say that bird is the one that Reuven had lost, and it's the Chatas. Duma also sheparach kolomer, maybe that one that flew away, kolomer, v'huk v'kvar la Reuven, who's ready to use for Reuven, v'eich yata shimon bo yudei chavos, how could Shimon go use that bird? Tosa asks Adam's question. Vim tomer v'hak kvar perashna del alma lokansi. We said already before in the Tosas earlier that we were not penalizing the rest of the world. The only one who's being penalized, according to Shitas Tosas, is the guy himself. I appointed a Shleach to marry a woman for me. Since I didn't explain who, it's also for me. But everyone else, the rest of the world, can marry any single woman because we're not going to assume that's the woman that he had married. How come here we're saying that might be the bird that Reuven used? This is the case of La Alma. The Alma should be Mutter. So the Shaila doesn't even mean, it doesn't make sense according to Shitas Tosas. V'yishlomar, he answers, Dimash Malay, the Shark Kingdom de Ba'alma, Afila Reuven Misakin. Really, the rest of the world is Mutter, even to Reuven. Imitztarich Lekan Echad, if he needs one, Lezivul Echaris. But Amai, Hakantul Didei. So really, it's Mutter to everybody else. So what's the answer?
The Torah's brother, why is it even to Reuven that it should be Mutter? Mara says it's mashma olam, which is mashma even to Reuven, the person who lost the bird. If he in the future needs another olam chatas, he could go anywhere he wants and buy this another bird.
Even to Reuven is mutter.
Even to the guy who lost the bird.
There's no knas here.
Right.
He doesn't get penalized for he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, right, but the question of the Gemara is why. Why don't we treat him the way we treated him in the last case, which is when he causes this problem outside in the world, and then it's a question why for him. It's not on our treatment to the rest of the world. The question's on how we treat Reuven.
So he
should get knas.
Tosa says that. So now with that being the question, the Gemara assumes that even Reuven is allowed to use any bird if he has another situation of being a Zav. He could use the bird. But shouldn't he be penalized and not be able to use that bird just like he can't marry any woman in the world? He's penalized. What's the knas, says Tosos? Why is Reuven allowed to use any bird now in the world? Hakantul today. We should, just like we penalized him in the previous case by the Isha, Hachanami Kansu Shaloshamar Kina. He should be penalized because he did not protect his birds properly. He should have watched over them, put them in a cage, held on to them, something. He wasn't showing them. He should be penalized. And it shouldn't be mutter to him. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan responds back to Reish Lakish, what's your question? Amarle, Kamina Ana Isha Dlo Naidi, Vamisle At Isur Dinaid. I told you, when is it Asur by a woman? A woman don't move around as much. A woman's stationary, and at least with respect to, respect to a bird, a woman are more stationary. So therefore, so she's Asur, she's Kavur. We said Kavur is Kamechsa Mechsadami, so he's penalized. But a bird that flies away, it's completely lost out there in the vast skies. So therefore, it's mutter to him. The statistics are different. I think that's what he's saying. It could be also a halachic difference. It's the halachic difference between moving and mechza. It could also be statistically. But that's the answer. So let's look at how Tosa explains. Tosa says, V'isha delo naidi, v'nihi delo kavua legamre. Wait a second. She's not kavua. She still moves. So we said, if something's kavua, it's mechza. But she moves. She's not kavua. It's similar to kavua, and therefore one should be machmir. Does Mefarsh say something different here? Very interesting. Look at the Mefarsh here. See the Mefarsh? Two narrow lines up. Amr le amin alecha ana isha dilanai. The Iris was talking about a woman who doesn't move around. Dechol kavuda bas melech pnima. She's tanu and stays inside. Behold, the kavia. Since she's kavu, this is a fascinating point, usage of this concept, and therefore it's kamech samech san aser. That most fila, you ask me, from a bird that flies around the world. Very, very interesting.
You see, here's another rishon who holds it's mikra din because he calls it mechza mechza. Which Tosfos says it wasn't. Tosfos says it's not really kavua, just calling it kavua with respect to that.
So he holds it's a din deraisa maybe. I'm fascinated by this use of kvudak bas melech. It's a halachic difference. Now, there's halachic significance to that, of her being the din of, in terms of kavua. Okay, fascinating.
How come there's no way to find out to whom this woman was engaged?
I guess they lost contact. He appointed a shliach, he went off, and then... overseas, and that's it.
But the sheriff didn't say that he brought any money.
No, this case where he didn't explain anything. He said, I want to marry someone. I don't care who. Find me someone.
Okay. He found.
We don't know.
Probably he said, we sent this guy, otherwise, how come a woman agrees to get married to
nobody? I don't know why.
What happens to that woman?
Right.
She's not an...
Yeah, she's an arusa. She's an arusa, and
so
she's stuck. She's an arusa. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it's so practical, but I don't think this happens, but we still see the principles behind it. Okay, let's go a little further now. The Gemara says, V'chitema hachanami nayid. So here too, if you want to say, she also moves around. Emer b'shuka ashich v'kaddish. Perhaps he found her in the shuk and married her. What's the shaila here? So if you look at the mifarish, three Y lines down. V'chi tema gavi isha nami emer. Hai bal ashich elahi itse b'shuka. That this man, the shliach, had found this woman walking in the shuk. Denied the, and she's obviously moving around in the shuk. V'lishtari bay, dechol the parish mu b'parish. So everyone else should be permitted. It shouldn't be mechza mechza. So the Gemara answers, back to the Gemara. By a woman, she goes back to Nichusa, she goes back to her resting place, goes back to her bias. So she, even though she walks around, she always goes back home. So that's considered a kavua. As opposed to a bird, the birds come back to the basket where it was, and so, therefore not. I don't know, the birds also have nests. They also live in nests. They go back home. And then each season, I think they change the location of the nest. I don't know how it works that much, but and I know one of the guys learned early in the morning here, David Mark, so he had a Shluch HaKan nest twice in the same place, two summers in a row. This past summer, they didn't make the nest there. So each season, they make a nest in different places. Maybe that has part of it. Okay. Gemara now says, around halfway down Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Amar Rava. Rava says, Umode Rabbi Yochanan Be'isha Shein La Lobas Vlobas. That's what I was saying before. A woman who has no daughter, Vlobas Bas and no granddaughter, Vlobas Ben and no granddaughter from the son, Vlo Aim, no mother, Lo Aim Aim, not a grandmother, Lo Achos, no sister. Va Pisha Isa Lo Achos from his Garsha, even though she may have had a sister and then got divorced. La Achamikan, after this, Dahisharya. We said before that this man, I was Mishalech, I pointed Harry to go find me a beautiful woman. He goes off, I don't see him ever again. So I assume that he completed the Shlichas, and I'm married to someone in the world. I don't know who she is, I want to get married. So I'm allowed to marry two women, but I can't marry two relatives. So I find a very nice woman, and she happens to have no sisters, have no daughters, have no granddaughters, have no mother, have no nothing, no relatives. Such a woman, I'm allowed to marry, because she has no relatives. It's impossible that she'll be related to the person that Harry had married for me. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. He'll admit in that case she's permitted. So there's a way out for this man to marry someone. The girl, the poor girl who Harry married for me, she's stuck. So my time, what's the reason? He shaita, in that moment, the kamerle hava nisivin legare, kimash, I'm going to read this line, we'll come back to figure that out in a second, kimash shliach b'milsa de kaima, milsa de lo kaima, kami lo mash shliach. So what's this for? What's the reason? Bahi shaita again, the kamerle, have nisvin legavre, the moment where who said to who? Who's talking?
Harry, go find me a wife.
So I said to you, go find me a wife. Nissen Lagavre.
Her sister was married. This is only, I think, going on that last case about Machlokes and Discussion. Her sister had been married to another man at that point.
Uh-huh.
So it's not possible her sister was the one.
Uh-huh.
When you made the guy the shliach.
Because Kimash Shliach, when I appointed Harry to be my shliach, but most of the Kaima. The only the shlichas that would work, if he attempts to marry a sister who's already married, a woman who's married, that obviously won't work. Kimash Shliach Milsa the Kaima, but Milsa the Lo Kaima Lo Mash Shliach. But when saying that wouldn't be fulfilled, wouldn't achieve the Kiddushin, I did not appoint your shlich. And therefore we assume.
So in other words, even if she had gotten divorced after his appointment of shlichas, it's not possible he had married her on his behalf because
at the moment
he appointed him shliach, she was a married woman, and he only empowered him to be a shliach to marry someone who was available to him at that point.
I gotcha. So if you look at Tosa, I think Tosa fleshes this out. Tosa says ki mashvir niin shliach b'milsei the kaim and kaimik kolomar ein daito shikadish lo isha shenizgarsha achreken. His das wasn't to marry someone who gets divorced after this point. Hilkach was whatever the status right now. Who's single now was his kavana. Like you just said. Okay. Gemara now says, Tanan, the quote from Mishnah, this is our Mishnah we had a few days ago. I want to be a Nazir, and I'm also taking upon myself a second obligation to be Megalech, to shave, and to bring the Karbanos on the behalf of another Nazir. Mishama Chavero, a friend here is Amar Avani. I also want to be a Nazir. V'ala the Galeach Nazir, I also want to be bring Karbanos on behalf of some other Nazir. Im Hayu Pikhin, if these are intelligent individuals, Megalchin Tadjah, they should really bring each other's Karbanos and they'll be Yotze. Vim Lav, if they're not so intelligent, then Megalchin Nazirim Achin, they have to find other Nazirim in order to be to fulfill that other requirement. So Bishma Basra Ika Kadmai Kameh. I understand the second one because this is the one who came before him. Meaning the second Nazir, let's say I was a Nazir and then Adam became the second Nazir, so he wants to take Megalech me. He can Megalech another Nazir, so I'm already a Nazir for him to be Megalech me. But what about the Kadma, me, the first guy, Mika Basra Kameh? When I said I want to be Nazir and bring Megalech another Nazir, well, Adam's not yet a Nazir for me to bring him. When I made the statement of being a Nazir, a second Nazir, he wasn't a Nazir yet. How could I get the go ahead and bring the Karbanos of someone who's not yet a Nazir? That's the Shiloh. So Elia Hachi Kamar. So what you have to read this mission is as follows: I mishkachina dehavi nazir agalche. So if I find a nazir, and not that I need to find a nazir who's right now. If they ever come across a nazir who at some point became a nazir, of course, I'm going to shave his head. I'm going to bring karbanos on his behalf. Hachanami here too. Also, by the case of Gerishim, we should say the same thing. Hachi Kamarle, when I appointed Harry to go be the shliach, if you find the girl who, although she might be married now, if she gets divorced by the time you get there, you can marry her also. We don't care about the shaiso, the time where I appoint you a shliach, or the time where I say the naziris. My statement is, at the point of when everything, the end of the day, if you find someone who's available for me, it should work. That's the shiloh of the Gemara. And therefore, I should not be able to marry a sister, a woman whose sister just got divorced. It's possible Harry had married her for me after she had gotten divorced. So the Gemara answers, Amre, the response is, Lo mashvi in shliach el b'milsa de matzi avid hashta. B'milsa de lo matzi avid lehashta lo mashvi. No, when I point to Harry shliach, I want him to do something that he could do right now. That this second he could find the woman walk outside when he leaves my house and find me a wife, that's what I wanted. This woman who was married at the time wasn't right now. As opposed to the case of Nazirus, when I took upon myself to shave some other Nazir, I didn't care about who was a Nazir right now. I just wanted to fulfill that as some obligation of mine.
Sounds like it has to do with the halachas of Amino and Shlichos. That they somehow Amino and Shlichos, the empowerment of Shlichos is limited. Because if it's Das, then why should it be different? So just to say, again, the Das was the same.
You can say it's an issue of Umdun Adidas. You could say that. I mean, I want to find someone for me right now. That was a person's Das. Whenever he walks out of the house, find the first person or someone. You could also say it's a Din Minu Shlich. Minu Shlichus only works, perhaps. I don't know, but maybe what you're suggesting. Maybe Minu Shlichus only works if it could be accomplished right now. But I don't know if that's true. The way he explains here, it's the Kavanaso. Mm-hmm. So he explains down here. Let's see, they're pointing at anything on the side here? No, no.
It's the time that the person has more restrictive das or more restrictive kavana when they're.
Yeah, it doesn't explain all that. There's a. He speaks longer here. Second. Ah, the Rush says like what you're saying. He talks about it being an issue of davar shelo bal yolam. So it can't work. Right now, it has to be effective right now. The possibility has to be effective now, and therefore it is a restriction in minu shlichus. The way he's quoting down here, I'm not sure who he's quoting, if anyone, it's, the Maharit says it's din of umdada das here. Ein daita shal adam that way. But the Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam, in the previous page, and the Rush here says it's an issue of davar shelo bal yolam. So it's a machlokas why exactly the person does not appoint a shliach at this point. Vaita. The Gemara says, velo. Is that really true? That's already 7:30, by the way. Velo. That lo should be there still. But is it not true a person won't appoint a shliach of something that can't be accomplished now? Toshma. Ha'omer la petrapis. The person says, not petrapis, shalo. He's not petrapis. The guy who's overseeing his properties. Kol nadarm shatidur ishti mekan van shavo m'akum ploni. So he says to Abishabas, who's overseeing his house, listen, I'm going overseas. Any nether that my wife makes, please, until I get from here to there, heferla, knock it out. Cancel it. Heferla. Yachli mufarn. One might think this hafar works, that the Abishabas could be my shliach. Tamalomar, isha, yikimenu, isha, yifirenu. That only her husband could be mekimen, only her husband could be mefert, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. I cannot appoint a shliach. Rabbi Yochan Omar Matini, v'chol makum sheshluchu sheladim kamoso. We find throughout Shas, number of sources, one source is from Shechitas Karban Pesach, that Shluchu Sha'olam Kamoso, I can appoint that Apachapas can represent me and be made for her Nadar. So, says the Gemara, Taim Adam Rachmana Ishai Kimena Ishai Ferenu, only because it says Dafka the husband, according to Rabbi Yoshia, does the Apachapas not work. Ha Lav Hachi had not been for that Pasuk, Apachapas Mefer. Even Ryosha would agree that Shulchan Shadam Kamoso. So everyone agrees to the concept of Shulchan Shadam Kamoso. It's just a special because there's a cause for they're arguing about whether it tells the din that Apachapas may not. Vavilu Gabe Dide, but when it comes to him, Tanya says, Ha'omer Liishto, a person says to his wife, Kol Nadarm Shatidur Mikan Vacha above Avomi Makum Ploni, Hu Kayamim, Lomaklum. The guy says, I'm going overseas, and if I go for this place or that place, all your Nadarm are going to be making. It doesn't work. But if you say, Hare Hein Mufarim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufar, Chachamim Omer Einu Mufar. So Machok is whether that works. So the point is, how then, I myself as a husband, according to Chachamim, I cannot be made for right now. If I'm overseas, I cannot be made for anything from here on in. But I could point a Shliach and Abba Shabbos as a Shliach to be made for. So that's the Shaila. That we see there is a distinction of what I can do versus what I can appoint a shliach to do in terms of timing. So answers the Gemara, ki kam as kasak daitach, ki amar Rabbi Yoshia, the hamin is when Rabbi Yoshia says a statement that a abachabas doesn't work,
aliba. Part of the question, I think, still.
Still, probably, okay. Kasak daitach, ki amar Rabbi Yoshia, aliba the rabbanon. Rabbi Yoshi is working within their abundance opinion who say you cannot be made for that. If I go overseas, I say, listen, honey, whatever you say now until I get there is going to be made for. That doesn't work according to Chachamim. And Rabbi Yoshi says that I cannot appoint the Nabachapis. Dami lo matzi mefer. Vila dam rachmana had the Torah not told me the Pasuk Ishai Kamenu Ishai Kifrenu. Abba Chabas have a mefer. Had not been for the Pasuk, Rabbi Yoshi would agree that Abba Chabas, the Shliach, may be mefer. So that's the end of the Shaila, see?
Right, so in other words, the question is predicated on the fact that Rabbi Yoshia is going like to Rabbanan, right? So that's why it's a steerer. You see the Chachamim say you can't be made for yourself, but now we're saying Rabbi Yoshia says you can be made for through the Apotropos.
Exactly, and that's the steer. We said before, anything a person can do himself right now, he can't appoint a shliach to do it. So Gemara answers, Dilma, Ali with Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Rabbi Yoshia is working within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. In Echanami, according to Chachamim, you're right. Maybe across the board the shliach couldn't work either. But within Rabbi Eliezer, who permits the husband to be mefer from point A to point B, maybe there Rabbi Yoshi says, but only the husband could do that, but not the Abba Chabbos because of the Gzeirat HaKasef. So only again, Duma Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Matzi Mefer, where he holds one can be mefer. Yachi, that's the case. Lam li l'shav l'shliach. Lefer le'ihu. So if that's the case, if the husband could say, make a stipulation, I'm leaving from A, point A to point B, all your nedarim are mufar, so why in the world would he have to make an apotropos to do the hafara? Let me just say the statement on my own and not have to get an apotropos involved. So the fact you're dealing with apotropos sounds like Rabbi Yoshi is not working with Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't even require it. It might work, but it wouldn't be necessary to have an apotropos. So Gemara says, Ihu kasavar dilma mishtalina or resachna o mitarina. So no, there's a concern. The husband said the concern might be there might be a mistake, or he might get mitardina baderech. He might get overtaken and overwhelmed by the traveling, or he might get angry. Any of these things might cause him to forget. But the problem is he doesn't need to remember. I thought, why don't you make the statement before you go? I guess the point is he's being involved. He's packing his bags. He has all the lists to keep. And b'shas, when he's leaving on the way, he might just forget.
You're right. Tosus asked the question. Vim Tomar, three narrow lines now.
Vim Tomar, akati, yeah, lefer, leim, ihum achshav, sharei huzoch, ata, right now he knows. So you're pointing a shliach. Instead of pointing out b'chavos, just say to your wife, honey, anything you're making from now is mufar. Only from the point he travels, the moment he leaves his house. He doesn't want to do it too early. That's hard. Okay, so that's how he gets out of it. Let's do this Mishnah Gemara here. Mishnah says, the guy said, I want to take upon myself to shave, or take care of a half a nazir. So I also want to take upon myself, another guy says, I want to take upon myself half a nazir. So one would think maybe they should each combine forces and do half of one nazir. Pick one nazir, a guy with long hair, and they'll do half of half. Gemara says, not the Mishnah Paskins, no. They each have to do a full one. When I say half, there's no such thing as a half nazir. When I say half, you have to go up to the next full amount, which is a full nazir. We each have to do our independently a full, complete nazir. That's all according to Rabbi Meir. Chacham Omrim, the Chacham argue and say, Zeh Megaleach Chati Nazir, Zeh Megaleach Chati Nazir. No, they each do half a nazir. Okay. So Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Hakol Modim Kol Heicha the Amar Chati Karbanos Nazir Alai VeChati Karban Maisi." Everyone agrees when you say half Karbanos Nazir Ami, Chati Karban Maisi. You bring half the Karbanos. The person says Karbanos Chati Nazir Alai Kula Karban Bayesi. But if you say Karbanos of half a Nazir is Ami, that language that would result in having to bring an entire set of Karbanos. The difference is, do you say the word chati first or karbanos first? If you say chati first, then all you have to bring is half. If you say karbanos first and then chati, then you have to bring a full set of karbanos. The chati after the fact cannot qualify what you said prior. My time, and what's the reason? We don't find ever a case, there's no such case as half a nazir. You can bring half karbanos, but you can't bring half nazirus. So if you say karbanos of a chati nazir, no such thing exists. You therefore have to bring the karbanos of a full nazir. When they're arguing the Mishnah, they're arguing about the lishon of the Mishnah, meaning what? Right, Meir Savar came and Amar Hare Alai Ichayva Kula Karban Nizirus. Once you say it's on me, you're obligated to pay the entire amount of karbanos. V'chikamar Chati Nizirus Lav Kol Kamine. And then if you try to qualify later on by saying Chati Karbanos, it doesn't have the ability to qualify your alai statement. Once you say alai, it's done. Chati doesn't qualify anymore. But Rabbanan Savi, they hold the Nedru Pesach Imohu. No, you make the Naziros, but you build in an exit strategy. Once you say that there's going to be a Chati Nazir, Karbanos of a Chati Nazir, that already qualifies the statement and gives you a way out that you're able to do only half a Nazir. So they're arguing whether or not you could really add a qualification to the statement at all. Okay, very technical Gemara Mishnah at the end there. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Makes sense to stop the Mishnah. Everyone have a wonderful day.